We are still hearing some things about Ozark National Scenic Ways and what the federal government wants to do. Now we're hearing what some state leaders would like to see done.
This week I was really disappointed. It actually came out last Friday that the governor took sides with the federal agency on regulating the river down there. And I found it extremely upsetting that he's gone against Congressman Smith, Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder, the state senators of the area, the state representatives of the area, the local elected officials. The Missouri Department of Conservation has a different opinion than him. Farm Bureau came out for no action. I'm really disappointed the governor would side with them. And not only did he go against myself and others with his actions, but he did it against the people of the area, and that's so important. And it's not just about the river. It's about the economics of the area, and whether you live on the river, whether you live 20 miles away, whether you live 100 miles away, his actions will greatly affect that because of the economic. And that's what we need. We need tourists down there, and it affects our schools, it affects local residents, a lot of people in the area, even if you don't live on it. People stop in West Plains on their way. People stop, you know, different towns along the way, heading that direction with horse trailers, with canoes, with boats. And so I was really disappointed not siding more with us. I met with his staff, asked them to visit with me, asked him to side with me. The next thing I know, it comes out in the news media that he sided with the federal agency and didn't even have the courtesy to talk to me about how he handled it.
Was there any reason given why he wants to side with the federal plan?
No, he just thought that was best, and he did mention that it would be best if it was worked out with a small group locally there, but he just thought that was the best plan.
How much weight does his endorsement carry?
I would think that would carry a lot of weight, and hopefully our other letters with the Department of Conservation, Farm Bureau, and then the resolutions that are being passed out of the House, now the Senate, the hearings that we've had in the area will carry a lot of weight, too.
Is there still time on public comment?
No, the public comment time has expired. Congressman Smith has introduced a resolution or been part of a bill asking that it be turn to the residents. And my resolution that I'm doing through the Senate, I added a part to it that will come up on the floor here shortly. I ask that they take the no action plan and proceed that way and operate the river as it has been in the past. Number two, that they consider giving it back to the residents of the state of Missouri. And number three was enter into contract with the Department of Conservation and the state parks to operate it and let them pay us. And I think we could operate it at 60 or 70% of what the federal government does. And I think we would do a better job operating it. And that way it could still keep the national designation. Some people feel that's important. The federal government, I'm told, is like $27 million behind in maintenance down there. If they're so concerned about it, then they ought to keep up with their part of the budget of it. And I just think the state would respond better. We've got the number one conservation department in the United States, whether you agree or disagree with everything they do, and they represent such a broad group, but they are number one in the nation. There's a reason for that. And so I completely trust them. We've got a great state parks department, and I just honestly trust the local people to operate it more than I do the federal government.
A lot of debate on a bill relating to the Second Amendment this week, Senate Bill 613. After it was perfected in the Senate, the preliminary vote taken, the NRA came out and spoke out against an amendment to the bill that was added. And it seems there's some misinformation out there that the NRA seems to think this amendment does, but it's not actually a part of the amendment.
No, we all make mistakes, and I understand, but they read the wrong amendment, which did not pass, and there's nothing attached to Senate Bill 613 dealing with our Second Amendment rights. There's an amendment that a St. Louis senator put on there that said if your gun is lost, you have 72 hours to report it when you realize it is lost. And so there was no penalty on there, no provisions, and if you did not report it, there was nothing they could do to you. Their word got out somehow, and then the NRA sent out a mass media notice and emailed lots of people, and my office phone's been ringing off the wall, but there's no truth to that. There is no penalty with Senate Bill 613 if you do not report your gun stolen. There is no loss of your conceal and carry privileges. It's just completely false what they put out. The provision is in the bill that says if it is lost, you should report it lost within 72 hours, but there's nothing in there to enforce that.
The root bill itself, the actual bill, essentially reaffirming the fact that the Second Amendment is still in effect. Anybody that tries to say otherwise is wrong.
Yes, it is, and we take on the feds a little bit with this. The bill's had its perfection reading. It's got to come up for another vote, and I'm not sure when that's going to be. There will also be another bill similar to it come over from the House that we'll take up, and then there will be a resolution next week that will put it on the ballot, I think, too. So there's lots of different ways we're trying to attack this attack on our Second Amendment rights.
I know the sponsor has said that he has no plans to reconsider the vote or reconsider the bill because everything that he's been accused of having in that bill or in that amendment is not true, so why reconsider the bill? I'm guessing there's going to be some time between now and whenever that bill would possibly be taken up for third read, which means it could pass the Senate?
Yes, I think there's a possibility it will, but somewhere or another, something good will come out of the Senate on our Second Amendment rights. There's no doubt about that. There's nothing nothing wrong with this bill as far as what the National Rifle Association stated. They were badly mistaken, and I wish they would go back and tell their members the truth on this and not mislead their members. And I know it's an accident. I know they would not do that on purpose. They just, as the humans do, we all make mistakes, and NRA made a mistake on this amendment on the bill.